Okay, don't take this as financial advice, but I'm going to share some information with you here that almost nobody knows about what's going to happen next year in the AI industry. It is significant. Well, I guess a few people know this. And also for the SEC regulators that might be listening to this, for the record, I own no stock. I'm not buying stock in any AI company, actually any tech company. I mean, actually, technically, I don't own any stock at all because that I don't buy stock. But I'm not buying, I'm not selling, I'm not pumping, I'm not pushing, I'm not shorting, I'm not calling, nothing. What I'm doing here is I'm sharing information with my audience that perhaps they might want to consider in their own investment decisions, but with the disclaimer that I am not, you know, I'm not your investment advisor. I'm not a licensed investment advisor. So here's what I know that most people don't know. Over the last year, there was, or more than a year, there was kind of a bubble in AI stocks. I remember NVIDIA going sky high. It's not like I track it. I don't care. But I think I saw a lot of news headlines. We covered some stories about NVIDIA stock. It was just crazy. I think it corrected somewhat since then. I'm not sure. But I saw a lot of headlines and people saying, well, the AI bubble is over and there are no use cases for AI. Oh, wow. I can barely get my hand around the ignorance of that statement. So let me share the big aha with you right here. There are two worlds of AI systems or large language models, LLMs. Two worlds. One is the closed source commercial giants like the OpenAI company, which has the wrong name because it's not open, it's closed. And they're the ones that produce ChatGPT. And of course, you know, it's Google and IBM and others and Microsoft and whatever. They have their AI models. They're all closed. And they all require massive servers in order to function. So that's one world. The other world is the decentralized local world of AI language models that run on consumer grade hardware or prosumer hardware, which would be graphics cards, GPUs, as they're called, the graphics processing units. Graphics cards are predominantly made by NVIDIA. Although AMD is making a good run at it, and Intel is doing who knows what. But NVIDIA dominates this marketplace by a long shot. And this represents the open source, decentralized world of language models where you can download models for free, run them on your local computers, Mac, Windows, and Linux, and you can get, you know, answers to questions. You can ask it to generate code. You can ask it to write a report, to edit your grammar, you know, to write a letter of resignation if you want, you know. You can ask it to do all these things. Now, the divide between the big corporate closed source models like ChatGPT and the decentralized free open source local models, that divide, which was significant over the last 2 years, that divide has now almost vanished. Yes. Now, if you're listening to this, you're like, what do you mean? Let me explain. There are local language models now that run on prosumer hardware, i.e. NVIDIA GPUs that cost, let's say $1,000, even $1,500 or less, that can now produce results that are almost the same as the big multi-billion dollar corporate language model systems, the closed models. This gap has narrowed only recently, and it's only because of certain breakthroughs that I'll tell you more about, you know, next year. And we are releasing our own model that takes advantage of new technology. Our new model that will be released free of charge on March 1st or thereabouts, it might be early. We've given it a code name of Enoch, and that model, again, will be free. You can find it at brighteon.ai. If you want to go there now, enter your email address, and we will email you when this model is available for your downloading. And you'll run the model using software. The most popular software for local model inference, as it's called, is known as LM Studio. stands for Language Model Studio. So just go to lmstudio.ai, I think is their website, or you can search for it. And they are now in version 3.5, which is a really good piece of software. Windows, Mac, Linux. And then you can load language models into that software, and it will take advantage of your local graphics card to generate, you know, content to conduct inference on the language model. And LM Studio is free to use for now. Free to use, I think, for non-commercial personal use. So the upshot of this is that because of this new revolutionary technology, which I'm not even going to name yet. Those of you in the industry, I don't know. There might be 100 people in the world that know what I'm talking about. This new revolutionary technology is such a game changer that as it's rolled out across 2025, you will be stunned at the capabilities of local language models, especially when combined with things like AI agents, which is a whole different discussion. Now, I've seen this with my own eyes. I mean, I'm working in this realm. I'm using these tools every day. I'm innovating data set pipelines for our version of these tools. And like I said, what I'm experiencing is just mind-blowing. I mean, I've never seen tools that could do this. Essentially, these tools can take like 1,000 hours of human research and writing and reduce it to about 5 minutes. And it's good. It's solid. It's error-free. It's unbelievable. And it all runs on local consumer hardware or prosumer hardware, okay? So that's my point, is that anybody that's saying that NVIDIA is obsolete or there's no use case for AI, they don't know at all what they're talking about. Not at all. And NVIDIA is supposed to be rolling out new graphics cards, new GPUs in January that I believe are called the 5090 series, 5090. And that's the RTX 5090. I got to tell you, as soon as those come out, I'm going to buy as many as I can get my hands on. Because I own lots and lots of 4090 cards right now, and those 4090 cards are powering like crazy numbers of workstations right now that I'm using to do data pipeline processing for our AI training. And if I can get the 5090s, they are something like 70% faster. And you were never going to be able to get as many as we want. You know, the pipeline of supply of these is never going to be able to keep up with the demand, especially as consumers and businesses and nonprofits realize what they can do with these language models. And that spark of just real world use cases is going to explode in 2025. So again, I don't have time to play the stock market. I can't sleep if I own stocks anyway, so I don't even bother. If I were to invest in any industry right now, I would be investing in AI hardware manufacturing big time. You know, obviously conducting due diligence on various companies and so on. But I'm not going to do that because I'm too busy building these systems. I'm too busy running my companies, etc. I don't have time. I buy gold and silver, okay? Because I figure at the end of the world, the only thing that matters is how many ounces of metals you have, you know? So I buy gold and silver, and then I don't worry about it, and I sleep like a baby, right? I don't buy stocks. I'm not buying crypto right now. I'm just holding crypto, not selling. I've never sold crypto. I'm not buying and selling stocks. But if you want to, take a good look at this sector, because I can assure you from my experience that the use cases for AI language models on local hardware, those use cases are going to explode in 2025. In fact, we'll be contributing to that by releasing our own model, Enoch, as I said, which will be revolutionary. You know, the models that we released in early 2024, or kind of May timeframe, June, I think, those models were good for their time, but now they're obsolete. By today's standards, they're not good. And this is only 6 months later. So what's coming next, even our own model, will be so revolutionary. You'll want to use it to do your own research, to do your own writing, to do your own analysis. You can paste in like a new scientific study, just copy and paste the text of a whole study, and ask the model to translate it for you into layperson's language and just summarize it and tell you what it means. And it'll do that. It'll do that in, you know, minutes or less. And it will do that on local hardware where you don't even need an internet connection, frankly. You don't need to pay anything. It's free. I mean, our model's free, but the hardware that you have to buy, like NVIDIA cards, obviously that's not free. So you have to buy the hardware. Our model earns no money. It's not commercial, but I guess NVIDIA earns huge profits off their graphics cards. So I guess, you know, NVIDIA should be really happy that there are people like me out here plugging all this, but I'm just telling you the truth. I mean, this is what's happening. The use cases are going to go through the roof, like customer service use cases. You know, most companies will be able to use local hardware and local open source language models to handle 80 to 90% of their customer service needs, if it's written, you know, emails, answering emails, what have you. Government efficiency, when Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, when they get in and they start working on government efficiency programs, I can tell you right now, the answer to 90% of government efficiency is going to be fire 90% of these federal workers, replace them with AI, because AI can do the job better. And it won't complain, and it doesn't need a pension. Seriously, that's if you want government efficiency, that's the way to do it. Now, you know, there's the whole argument about the human side of this, and should AI replace humans? Well, I made a decision in my company that the answer is no. So we have rolled out AI tools internally to help us write better articles and more breaking news coverage and more book analysis and more reference articles. You'll see this in the weeks ahead. And I didn't fire a single person in my company. I didn't fire a single writer, editor, publisher, nobody. What I did instead is I trained them all on using AI systems. I took them through online courses in prompt engineering, and then I gave them access to tools with predefined prompt templates. And then I personally wrote up a best practices guide, and I distributed that to all my staff, teaching them how to use these tools and how to check for accuracy and quality, and how to use prompt engineering with proper tone, and how to put in sources and things like that. So I empowered people in my company to use these tools. And as a result, they will be more productive. But when it comes to government, I completely agree we should replace them. Why? Because government's bloated. And federal workers in particular, I'm not talking about, you know, county government or whatever, federal workers in particular have largely been hired because of woke DEI policies, and almost none of them are qualified. They're low IQ, they're inefficient, they're arrogant. Most of them have no idea what they're doing. They're slow and they barely work. Only 6% of federal employees show up to work more than one day a month currently. Did you know that? Because of COVID. So replacing them with AI systems is going to be super easy. And that's exactly what needs to happen at the federal government. And I'm talking about paper pushers, you know, regulators, et cetera. They can easily be replaced, or, you know, people at the ATF that look over, you know, ATF documents or whatever. That's a job made for AI right there. Or even people in the insurance industry that just look over forms or whatever. Yeah. AI can do that job, and then you can train the humans to do something more important. You know, this isn't about ending humans in the workforce, not in my opinion, but it is about shrinking the size of government and put those humans back in the private sector where they can do something useful. You know, that's half the challenge right here, is how do we find useful things for people to do in the age of AI? Well, I can guarantee you the answer is not going to be found working for government. It's found outside of government. And these new open source tools are going to change everything in the corporate sector. So stay tuned. I'll bring you more information about this. Again, don't take this as investment advice, and I do not buy or sell or own any NVIDIA stocks or AMD stocks or Intel stocks or anything like that. I could care less. Well, technically, I couldn't care less would be the right way to say that. I buy gold and silver, and I put money into my company and into my platforms and into these language models. And, you know, by next year, I will have spent over $1 million on this project. And it's okay, because this is a revolution. This is how it happens. It takes money to do it, but it's the right use of money. So thank you for listening. Sign up at brighteon.ai. You can hear more of my podcasts at brighteon.com, or you can read our articles. Check out all of our new AI augmented articles at naturalnews.com. And we're publishing now 4 times a day. So we're getting more breaking news out more quickly. So thank you for listening. Take care. Mike Adams here, and I want to share a little nutritional secret with you. So you know I drink these smoothies every day. I make these out of avocados and bananas and whey protein. Put some other powders in them as well. I put a little black cumin seed oil in there and some vitamin D drops and things like that. But what I've added today into my smoothie, because we now have it available in our store, is called Golden Milk. And I know it's kind of a funny name, but it's orange. It's golden orange colored because it's got a lot of turmeric in it. But let me show you this. I've got it on my desk here. There it is in the canisters there on the right and left-hand side. Golden Milk powder canisters. Of course, it's certified organic and laboratory tested. But if you show my screen, I want to walk you through some of the ingredients. This is incredibly delicious. It's great for the fall season here too. But it's made with organic coconut milk powder and then organic date sugar, which is a low glycemic natural sweetener. And then the functional herbs are, you've got curcumin, which is an extract from turmeric. You've got organic turmeric root powder, organic ginger root powder for that spice, that fall spice, ashwagandha powder, which is an adaptogen that's really potent. And then cinnamon powder gives it that just delicious flavor. Cinnamon, by the way, is used a lot in traditional Chinese medicine, and it has its own health properties. All this together is called Organic Golden Milk Superfood. You can take the powder and you can blend it into water, or you can blend it like I did with avocados and bananas. You can blend it with cashews to make like a cashew milk, like a superfood fall eggnog nutrition drink. You know, there's no eggs in it, and it's not all sugared up like typical eggnog. It's way better than eggnog, but it's great for the fall season. Or you can use almond milk or any other kind of milk or raw cow's milk, whatever you have, fresh milk off the farm. Mix this with it and you will have a superfood extravaganza that has so many functional benefits, it's too many to even name. Now, in addition to that, here's what else we have available at the Health Ranger store. I just mentioned ashwagandha. We have an ashwagandha liquid extract available right now too. Here it is. It's organic liquid extract, 2 fluid ounces. This is a super high-end extract that's extracted with a combination of alcohol, water, and glycerin. And as a result, because of those three different, quote, solvents or, you know, carriers, you actually extract more of the nutrients from the ashwagandha root than just using one of those. So this is available now, and it's really fantastic. And if you show my desk, I want to mention a couple other things. We have astaxanthin, Hawaiian astaxanthin, now back in stock for the first time in a long time. That is a fat-soluble carotenoid that has extraordinary properties. If you haven't yet tried astaxanthin and just observe what it can help with in terms of your mobility and joints and cognitive protective support, things like that, try astaxanthin. I think you'll be really amazed at what it can do for you. In addition, we have the Boku Superfood formulation now in stock for the first time. This organic superfood is it's based on the original Boku formulation, but it's been upgraded, enhanced with our sourcing, our laboratory testing, and The result is now the combination Boku Superfood Health Ranger Store, you know, combo formulation and lab testing product available for the first time, plant-based, high-density nutrition, ready to blend into water or milk or anything like that. It's available for the first time at our store. And then finally, if you go back to my desk, yeah, we've got ginger latte powder, which is, you know, more of a sort of coffee-themed drink there that's also quite delicious. And then we also have there in the brown label, the organic freeze-dried crunchy munchies, banana, apple, cinnamon. And these are fruit and herb purees that are freeze-dried into little snack chunks. And they're called crunchy munchies. They're fun to eat. Kids love them too. And the ingredients are just incredibly clean and nutritious. We also have a banana strawberry flavor available in the crunchy munchies as well. So a great snack, a great travel food. All of this and much more is available now at healthrangerstore.com. And also don't want to forget iodine, because everybody's freaking out about the risk of nuclear war right now. And sure enough, we've got nascent iodine available at the store. This is the cap version because the caps last much longer than the droppers, but you can also buy this with a dropper in it, or you can get bulk deals with this. You can buy like six bottles with caps right here, a six pack. And this stuff is going to just disappear off the shelves the minute, you know, let's pray it doesn't happen, but the minute war escalates even more between Russia and Ukraine, especially if somebody starts launching nukes, or even if Israel starts launching nukes, which could happen on any given day, it seems, but you won't be able to find nascent iodine on the shelves. So get it now while you can. And when it's relatively affordable and available, we've got it right now. We're shipping right now out of our warehouse in Central Texas. So thank you for all your support. Shop at healthrangerstore.com for all your nutrition needs. And you can find many different products that we have available, hundreds to choose from that are health and nutrition. We've got hundreds of different products to choose from themed on health and nutrition and superfoods, even personal care products. We've got freeze-dried crunchy munchies and also storable food, certified organic storable food, you know, various nutritional supplements. Yes, we test everything for glyphosate. We test it for heavy metals. We test for microbiology contamination, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, total plate count, other testing as well. So we do more testing than anybody that I know of in this business. And so you can rest assured that whatever you purchase from our store is ultra clean, ultra tested, and has very high density nutrition without all the crazy high toxic heavy metals that are very commonly found in products like turmeric and ginger and moringa and many others. So, hey, as I say about the other nutritional product providers out there, if they're not testing for heavy metals, they're selling heavy metals. You got to test for it, because heavy metals contamination is like crazy common in certain types of foods and supplements like turmeric. So we have laboratory tested, certified organic. Thank you for supporting healthrangerstore.com, and know that every purchase helps support our platforms like Brightown.com, Natural News, Brightown.io, our decentralized free speech platform, Brightown.social, and much more, including our AI project, Brightown.ai. So thank you for all your support. God bless you all. Take care.